Yes.
Excerpt number one from Baal HaSulam, the study of the 10 Sefirot, part 8, or Pnimi, item 88. All of our engagement in prayers and practical mitzvot is to sort out and raise all those souls that dropped from Adam HaRishon and fell into the klipot, until they are brought back to the root, as they were prior to the sin.
Here to us next.
Excerpt number 2, Rabash, volume 3, hearing the prayer. We have only one prayer to pray, which is to raise divinity from the dust, and by that all the salvations will come. Between us, the connections between us, the right intention. Excerpt number 3, Rabash, volume 1, 3 times in the work. Prayer is work in the heart, because the heart is the will to receive. That must be inverted for it to be only to bestow. It follows that one has great work to invert it, since it is against nature. Therefore, one needs to pray to the Creator to help one exit his nature and enter above nature. Excerpt number 4 from Likutei Halachot, Laws of the Synagogue 1. The essence of the ascent of the soul and its perfection is when all the souls are integrated and become one, because then they rise to holiness, since holiness is one. Therefore, the prayer, which is the soul, its essence depends mostly on the unification of.
ציטוט מספר 5.
Excerpt number 5. Baal HaSulam messages fruit, not the time for the livestock to be gathered. This is the secret of prayer in public, that one must not leave the collective and ask for himself, even to bring contentment to his maker, but only request for the entire collective. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul, for there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin on his soul. Even during work, when one prays alone against his will, he departs from the public and ruins his soul. There was not even an awakening of anyone to demand anything personal, because the individual did not lack anything, as they did not feel themselves as separate selves. And this was their power to get out of Egypt. And each one should assemble in the group with all his strength, in all his requests from the Creator, in prayer and work, and include himself in the group. 6. Excerpt number 6, Rabash, volume 1, concerning bestowal. One must first see if he has the strength to perform acts with the aim to bestow contentment upon the Creator. When he comes to realize that he doesn't have the power to achieve bestowal, then he focuses all his work on the light that reforms, that this will be all the reward for his labor. In other words, that the Creator will give him the power to bestow. Then one loses the power of self-love and receive power of love of others. Excerpt number 8 from Baal HaSulam, letter 57. There is no happier situation in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could do. It is then that he is fit for wholehearted prayer for the Creator's help, because he knows for certain that his work, that his own work will not help him. As long as he feels some strength for work of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him that he must do what he can, and then he will be worthy of the Creator.